News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Setter, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. We always appreciate his help and hard work at all times. On the news line with us now, Dr. Sheila Quirk Bailey's on the line. She's president of Illinois Central College. She's been working a big part of her life to probably leading up to this point, being president of the school, making sure that educational opportunities happen, that workplaces are well served by the educational institutions in their area, that cycles of poverty get broken, and that communities, boy, just get tied together and helped. Dr. Quirk Bailey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. We think this conversation is just a natural springboard as we talk about the Susquehanna-Ville Community Education Project, the idea of getting a community college started around here. Now, Illinois Central College was already underway by the time you got there, but I have to have a feeling that if you were to just suddenly drop in the middle of Illinois, you would be thinking a community college of that nature would be a good idea. Explain how your life has kind of led up to helping community colleges and helping the community and helping people.
Well, great question. I am actually, right out of my master's program, went to work for Arthur Anderson in their Center for Professional Education. And so I've always been involved in education. It was just on the corporate side. And then at one point, you know, after about 7 years, you take a look around and you say, boy, everyone you're helping graduated from a top university at the top of their class. And there's got to be some people out there who actually need support a little more than these folks. They're going to be successful regardless. And that's when I took a look around and decided, you know, community colleges provide opportunity for everyone and they can just be game changers. So I resigned and sought out a community college. So I spent 26 years at Harper College in the Chicago suburbs before coming down to Peoria, Illinois, to be at Illinois Central.
Now, in our area, we do have some satellite schools around here, and there's some larger college campuses not too far away from here. But having a local, agile, real central Pennsylvania-based community college might be an advantage. You know just enough about us to know that there are certain populations that the continuum of education is still missing. Explain how a local community college can serve these individuals.
Well, let me give you an example from a project that we've had going on for about 18 months now, a little over 2 years maybe, that's been very successful. So in our community, we had a problem with poverty, and the majority of our poverty was happening in the African-American community, and it was multi-generational. So if you don't have a community college, it's very difficult to break that cycle of poverty because we don't test people and say, you can't educate yourself here. We meet people where they are with the resources they need to change their life. So with this Workforce Equity Initiative, what we did was said we're only going to train people in careers that result in a wage that's 30% above the living wage, and that we can train them in a year or less. So that way we can get in, we can get people focused, we can support them through the programs. We have a ton of wraparound services in the program, so we'll pay stipends, we pay tuition, we pay fees. We have success navigators that work with them from the community, so they're hired from the Urban League and from Goodwill. Agencies who are in those communities who understand and know the residents and the challenges of their daily life, so they can be successful. You know, when you take someone who's working two or three part-time jobs to put food on the table, and then you say, hey, I'll pay for this class, come take it, well, they can't stop working because then they can't eat, right? So you've got to figure out a way to support them while they complete these degrees, so they can change their lives. So we've got programming in manufacturing and supply chain logistics. Our truck drivers right now are starting at close to $50,000 a year full-time with benefits. and we actually pay them $10 an hour to complete that program, and it's life-changing. We were at a graduation for that recently, and one of the graduates, they each sort of say how this impacted their lives, and one said, you know, I know my kids will eat every night, you know, and the whole room just went silent. I mean, that's the kind of impact those programs can have, and community colleges really are the entity in higher ed who make those kinds of projects happen.
Do community colleges have a higher completion rate, higher graduation rate than comparable schools?
No, actually, we don't have a higher completion rate. The way completion is measured is completion of a degree within a certain amount of time. And what we find with our students is they stick around longer, or they're in and out. They take some classes. They take a semester off because of life circumstances. They come back. But what happens is we tend to serve a demographic of the, like, people of poverty of the community that other higher education institutions don't. But that WEI program, for example, has a completion rate twice the national average. So for people of poverty, African Americans usually graduate at about 29%, a 29% rate over 6 years. And in this program, we had a 65% completion rate over 1 year.
Explain what ICC offers to businesses and communities in that area, Illinois Central College.
You know, we've created a collective impact agency called the Regional Workforce Alliance. So we identify where the workforce gaps are. We make sure that our programming is aligned with the skill sets that employers need. We include essential skills, because when we work with our employers, one of the things they say is that it's the essential skills. It's the responsibility in showing up on time. It's the knowing how to communicate with a supervisor. It's the knowing when to report back problems that really mean people don't keep jobs for the first 3 months, as opposed to the technical skill we just imparted with them. So we make sure that we handle that, and that's incorporated into our programming. So we prepare people not just so they can pass a test to say they've learned this, but they can actually apply it and be successful in the workplace.
Now, getting a local community college here hasn't always been easy. I love your quote from Mother Teresa that people are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. In other words, they're human. Although one of our local DJs around here says, well, it's, the dilemma is some people just think small. How about advice for folks trying to get a community college started around here?
Well, you know, we just had a press conference with the governor and some key leaders in the state of Illinois about this WEI program, and one of our state senators said, if there's a problem in central Illinois, Illinois Central College is the answer. And I think that's true of every community college. We really are the institution who meet people where they are, because everybody's human, right? People have made mistakes. So the recently unincarcerated, the bright students coming out of high school who don't have the economic means, right, to go to college, we can really change the nature of a community. And when you talk about community colleges that way, I think you'll be amazed at the number of people who will come forward to support you, and the businesses who will begin to understand how much better their enterprise would be if you had an organization in the community attending to all of that.
And how has ICC overcome some of these obstacles? Is it just through communication, or, you know, more information? Explain how, you know, these kinds of roadblocks pop up, some of them probably prior to your arrival, how are they overcome?
You know, absolutely. You have to be, there's a reason we're called community colleges. You have to be involved and a player and connected. Just like the state senator said, if there's a problem, ICC is part of the answer. We really see ourselves as a connector of organizations and dots and needs. So when you do this well, it not only changes the trajectory of that individual person's life, right, who earns the credential, but also the trajectory of that family. It expands the workforce, and it grows the regional economy. So when you do that well, when you stay connected with K-12 and with what your employers need, and community-based organizations who have already identified people, what this person's really lacking is a credential to move forward, the entire community benefits. So I think the strategy there is just to stay connected. We do community-based strategic planning, so we decide as a community what those biggest needs are and how our community college can help. In our community, only 40% of adults have any type of credential past high school, but 60% of the jobs require a credential. So we're leaving the vast majority out, right? We've got a 20 basis point gap in the middle, and they can't move forward to get those good paying full-time benefited jobs unless we credential them in the area where jobs are waiting. So pulling all that together as a community, and you do that with your economic development agencies, and you do that with your chambers, and you do that with your community-based organizations and your labor organizations. So you really, we are the connector of dots to help move our community forward, and that's what a community college can do.
Anything else you would like to add on the various discussion items that we talked about today?
I am so impressed that, you know, starting a new agency like this is a massive undertaking, and just so impressed of what you're doing there in Pennsylvania. I think it's just amazing, and I don't think you'll regret it. In fact, I think you'll think, how did we ever live without it?
Well, yeah, and I think you're probably right. But thank you so much. We very much appreciate your checking in today. We'll stay in touch with you in the years ahead as this progresses and keep you informed. Maybe we can have you in the back row during one of the ribbon cuttings coming up. So thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Sheila Quirk-Bailey, president of Illinois Central College, part of our ongoing coverage of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, newcommunitycollege.org, if you want some more information on that.